The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury. He noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the presentation of Mary in the temple, not to be confused with the presentation of Jesus in the temple, which we celebrate on the 2nd of February, 40 days after our Lord's birth. This is the tradition. Mary's parents were Joachim and Anne, St. Joachim, St. Anne. They had a great suffering in their life. And the suffering was that they couldn't seem to conceive a child. However, they were very generous. They would give a third of their money to the temple and its upkeep. Another third they would give to the poor. The other third they would keep to themselves. So basically they're giving two-thirds of their resources away. I think most of us think that we're really generous when we give 10%. So they're almost giving 70%. So like the gospel today, which we have the poor widow that's giving economically very little, but according to what this widow had, she was giving basically all she had. So I see there's a real parallel between Joachim and Anne and this widow. And the parallel is this: generosity, giving. As Mother Teresa says, give until it hurts. Giving. So as a result of that, God, in his divine providence, decided that he would be generous with them. And he would give them the greatest gift to the world up to that point, from which a greater gift would come. What is that gift? The gift would be the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, in the normal course of marital relations, Joachim and Anne united. And in that marital act, what happened is what we call the Immaculate Conception. That Anne conceived Mary, and in that moment God intervened in a very special way. And he preserved Mary from the stain of original sin. And as the English poet Wordsworth says, that Mary is our tainted nature's solitary boast. So Anne is pregnant with Mary as a woman who's somewhat older. I'm not going to say exactly like Elizabeth, but she was older. And filled with joy because she had Mary within her womb. Filled with joy, filled with hope, filled with love because she was carrying within her womb the greatest gift that was given to the world up until that point, which was the Blessed Virgin Mary. So Mary's born. We celebrate Mary's birthday on September 8th. The Immaculate Conception is December 8th. So if you count 9 months from September 8th, or December 8th up to September 8th, you've got 9 months. Mary's born. She is the Immaculate Conception. She's a daughter of Joachim and Anne. So what happens? They're keenly aware that this child is very special. And when Mary is a small child, according to tradition, she is brought to the temple. She's brought to the temple of Jerusalem, and she's presented in the temple because she's going to carry out one of the greatest missions in the history of the world. She's going to be the mother of the Savior, the mother of the Redeemer. So while she's in the temple, she's being prepared for her sublime mission, teaching her to read, time in prayer, certain household obligations that she'd have to carry out as a future mother, spouse. So this is the presentation of Mary. Now I think in this day, we have to go to Mary and present to her ourselves. This would be a good day in which we can renew our consecration to Mary. If you've already consecrated yourself to Mary, fine. This would be a great day in which you can consecrate yourself to Mary. Consecrate your eyes to Mary, your mind to Mary, your memory to Mary, your understanding to Mary, your body to Mary, your heart to Mary, your intentions to Mary, your children to Mary, all that you are, all that you have, all that you will be, should be given to Jesus through Mary. So it's a very beautiful day. Beautiful day in which we're celebrating the Queen of the Universe. Yesterday we celebrated Christ the King. Where there is Christ the King, there is also Mary as Queen. So this is a day in which we want to, with great humility and great trust, we want to give everything to Mary. St. Louis de Montfort, in his classic True Devotion to Mary, says that Mary is God's treasurer. Treasurer means this: she who holds on to the wealth of God. What is the wealth of God? The wealth of God is the eternal salvation of your soul. So why not today give to Mary everything? And I would say even give to Mary your struggles, your fears, your temptations, even your faults, even our sins. Give everything. And they say, give everything to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So on this day now, we're going to be giving ourselves to Jesus through Mary. And place it on the altar now. Because we shouldn't separate ever Mary from the church. Not only to present ourselves to Mary, but the offertory. Present your whole life to Jesus through Mary as you place it on the altar. When I lift up the host, when I lift up the chalice, I'll be lifting you up to God through the intercession of Mary. Amen? John Paul II says, whenever we celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, what happens is Jesus Christ is present there, as he was on Calvary. That's why we've got the cross behind me. Jesus Christ is there. It's the renewal of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass on Calvary every time that we celebrate the Mass. But Pope John Paul II also says this: every time we celebrate the Mass, Jesus was crucified and Mary's underneath the cross, present there with Jesus, as he offers himself to God the Father for the salvation of the world. In those words that Jesus said to the Apostle St. John, he says to you and says to me, Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. From that moment, the beloved disciple took Mary into his home. So let's ask Mary to take us into her heart. And if Mary takes us into her heart, she'll present us to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen.